We're live.
Yep.
Beautiful people, episode 144 of the Ignite Your Purpose show, podcast, vlog, the whole chinwag session. John today is going to read a very, very deep, profound statement that Mr. Steve Jobs from Apple said. And before that, I'm just going to tell you who we are. We are Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta, and on its base form, baby, today, every day, all day, it's negative to positive. John, please take us into this statement, this profound statement, which we'll have a chinwag about after.
Yeah, I read this today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. And I found it quite profound. It kind of got me right here. So I'm going to read the statement, and then Max and I, we're just going to discuss it. So Steve Jobs' last words, he died as a billionaire at 56 of pancreatic cancer. And it goes a little something like this. I reached a pinnacle of success in the business world. In others' eyes, my life is the epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I'm accustomed to. At this moment, lying on the sickbed and recalling my whole life, I realized that all the recognition and wealth that I took so much pride in have paled into becoming meaningless in the face of impending death. You can employ someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot have someone to bear the sickness for you. Material things lost can be found, but there is one thing that can never be found when it is lost, and that's life. When a person goes into the operating room, he will realize that there is one book that he has yet to finish reading, the book of health. Book of healthy life, sorry. Whichever stage in life you are at right now, with time, we will face the day when the curtains come down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouses, and love for your friends. Treat yourself well and cherish others. As we grow older and hence wiser, we slowly realize that wearing a $300 or a $30 watch, they both tell the same time. We carry a $300 or a $30 wallet or handbag. The amount of money inside is still the same. Whether we drive a £150,000 car or a £30,000 car, the road and the distance is the same. And yet we get the same distance. We get to the same destination. We drink a bottle of wine, $300 or $10. The hangover, it's the same. Whether the house we live in is 300 or 3,000 square feet, loneliness is the same. You will realize your true inner happiness does not come from the material things of this world. Whether you fly first class or economy class, if the plane goes down, you are going down with it. Therefore, I hope you realize when you have mates and buddies and friends and brothers and sisters who you chat with, laugh with, talk with, have sing songs with, talk about north, south, east and west and heaven and earth, that is true happiness. Five undeniable facts of life. Don't educate your children to be rich, educate them to be happy. So when they grow up, they will know the value of things, not price. Best awarded words in London, eat your food as medicine. Otherwise, you have to eat medicines as your food. The one who loves you will never leave you for another, because even if there are 100 reasons to give up, he or she will find one reason to hold on. And there is a big difference between a human being and being human. Only a few have really understood this. You are loved when you are born, and you will be loved when you die. In between, you have to manage. Note, if you just want to walk fast, walk alone. But if you want to walk far, walk together. Six best doctors in the world: sunlight, rest, exercise, diet, self-confidence, and friends. Maintain them in all stages of life and enjoy a healthy life. And he finishes with, God loves you. So, Max, what does that bring up for you?
Oh, my God.
It just blew me away.
And I've read, I'm sure some of the listeners have heard this and read this before. Every time I hear it, it definitely tears me up. And it's got a lot to do with kind of what we said yesterday about that underdog story. We each are there, you know what I'm saying? Like, that hits each one of us, because we are that story. And for me, you know, if you're doing what you love and it is work, Again, when it comes down to the Soto Zen thing, it's all about balance. You know, for you and I, John, I know we're hustling so hard on this, but I know we meditate. I know we spend time with our loved ones. I know we this, I know we that. Is it the perfect balance? Maybe, maybe not. Because when you have a purpose and a goal, he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like he's coming from the other side. He still did it. So, and I know Gary Vee says this a lot. You know, he hustled through his whole 20s and 30s, basically. Could he have slowed down a little and had some enjoyment time? Probably. Because if he were to die today, he'd probably say that, right? So it comes down to regrets for me. Health is so important. Protecting yourself from energy vampires and actually spending quality time with ones you love, super important. Don't waste that time, right, on anything that doesn't serve you or us or our higher self. What else? I think that's my main takeaways.
I've almost not got very much more to add to that. For so many years, I neglected my health. In the military, I used to say I'm bulletproof, and bomb-proof, and chemical-proof. I'm everything-proof. And for a while you're young, you can get away with it, but the damage is still being done. And now it's taking, once I became unwell and unhealthy and injured, it's just taking so much more work now to recover some of that health and vitality than it would have done just to maintain it. I've kind of looked after the fact and looked backwards rather than think just a couple of things. If I just do a couple of things, it will just make your life more healthy. And if you feel healthy, you give this outlooking, you just show health to people. You become more attractive to people. You get to spend time with your friends because you're uplifted and you're not moaning and whinging about your back or your knee or your lack of X, Y, or Z. It's just we worry about it when we've lost it. We don't think about it beforehand. And if today was your last day on earth, would you rather be able to get up, walk around, play with the kids, pick them up, go for a swim, ride your bike, walk up a hill, look at the trees, or just sit there moaning about, if only I had, if I'd have done this, if I'd have done that. It's a choice each and every day. And I'm not saying it's an easy choice
No.
to make. There's lots of things that they're designed to attract us to them. So we've got this fast pace of life, so we don't stop. So we eat these convenient foods because we haven't got time. So we don't spend time with our loved ones because there's so many other things to do. There's so many things that have our attention. And even when you're sitting there having dinner with your wife and you're kind of looking at your phone and taking text messages, just give these people your attention. And I'm as bad as anybody for that because Max just said, we're trying to hustle, we're trying to grow this platform. We believe it's a value and we enjoy doing it. And there are times when I'm checking my messages and replying to emails, and I've got to slap myself in the face because it's all bullshit, love of your life and being there for them, because tomorrow we might get hit by a fucking bus. We talk about how old we are, how long we've lived and what we've done, but we don't know how long we've got left, and it might all end tomorrow. So we've just got to do those good things every day. That's enough of my positivity for now. Steve Jobs, he was a boy, he was far from a perfect boss, but I think he's changed the world in many, many ways. And probably we won't know quite so much how he's changed the world for a long time yet. So, Moss, any finals?
Memento mori, right? Find that balance. It's something in every spiritual tradition is balance, man. Please, if we're not happy, I mean, if it did end tomorrow, my gosh, make these changes. Health, I'm telling you, John, when and you know this, when you have your health, I said this to somebody yesterday I was talking to. I said, man, I'm telling you, being whatever I am right now, I don't care it, but I feel so empowered because I made that change and I have my health. That's one of the few things we do have control over, and it is a beautiful thing.
I have
So
so much gratitude for my health because
that's
in only a
a
recent period
beautiful space to
of time
be
I did not have it, and now I feel freaking great every day. And you could offer me £100 million and I would say no thank you. you know, to go back to how I used to feel. It just creates so much energy and vitality in so many areas of life. And there are days when we're tired, but generally,
it's
more than everything else. It really, it genuinely is. So that's
again, just that balance, man. It's balance is so important, people. Balance. Even John, if you decide to have a piece of cake one day, so be it. But it's the balance. Enjoy, hustle, whatever your two words are. Balance.
Roger that. And from me, just to say thank you for tuning in, listening in, for subscribing, liking, clicking these other videos and the subscribe buttons. We do appreciate you, all your listens, and we will continue to provide this service. I think tomorrow is episode 150 of this new version, which must be nearly 200 episodes. All
145, I thought it was 139 today. It's 145 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm number dyslexic today, so I'm going to say goodbye. Max is going to say goodbye, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate your support. We're just moving on trajectory upwards. We're keeping our health. We're keeping this positivity going, and we're going to fire. This shit that comes out of our mouth is coming into your souls, so rock with us.